Mor Katan, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin 1:7. And this Mishnah will discuss the question of certain things which may bring you too much joy on the Moed, on the Chol Moed, which would take away from the Simcha of the Moed itself. And the Mishnah says, Ein nosen nashim b'moed. First of all, women not get married on Chol Moed. This is because of the principle of Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, that one is not to conflate, to mix up two different smachot, two different joyous occasions at the same time. Each one should be enjoyed in on its own merits. So a wedding, of course, brings you great joy, but the problem is it might take your joy from, distract you from the joy of the holiday itself. And the pasuk says, v'samachta b'chagecha, you'll rejoice on your holiday, from which the Chazal understand that it's to rejoice because of your holiday and not because of your wife, etc. And therefore, one is not to marry on Chol Hamoed. Lo besulos v'lo almanos. Neither may one marry a woman who's never married before, nor one who was a widow and she's married for a second time. Both those are forbidden for the same kind of reason. V'lo miyabnim. Similarly, one can't be miyabem, cannot marry his late brother's widow in order to marry her and continue on the late brother's line, called Yibum. That's also a marriage of sorts, and it contains with it the joys of taking a new wife, and therefore it's also forbidden. B'mnei shesimcha hilo, because all the above is a simcha all to itself for him, and therefore it would distract him or occlude the joy of the chag. Aval machzir hu es grushaso, what a person may do is remarry his ex-wife. So if a person is migaresh, divorces his wife, so then he's permitted to remarry her, assuming she wasn't married in the interim. And when he does remarry her, so that doesn't contain with it the same kind of joy as a new marriage. She's his old wife, and he's already, you know, the newness is worn off, certainly. And therefore, that, to be machzer grushaso, so to remarry your ex-wife, is permitted on Chol Hamoed. New paragraph, if you will. Va'osa isha tachshiteh b'moed. A woman may do her various cosmetics to make herself beautiful on the moed, on Chol Hamoed, even though it could be a laborious process, take a lot of time, involve all sorts of different malachos. She's doing her hair, she's grinding up rouge, she's painting her face, she's doing her nails, all those kind of things. All that stuff is permitted because it's analogous to ochel nefesh, things that are her bodily needs, like making herself beautiful, is analogous to feeding herself, and therefore it's permitted, even if it's going to involve tircha maruba, a lot of work, that's still okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo tasud bipnesha nivul hula. Rabbi Yehuda says, one thing that she can't do is to cover herself in lime. This was a practice that was done with young girls, who were, just hitting puberty, to remove unwanted hair and also to make them give a ruddy complexion, make them look sort of red. Lime is a rather caustic material, and too much is definitely not a good thing. Even a little bit is a pretty rough experience, but as we know, women are prepared to undergo all sorts of unpleasant things to make themselves beautiful, and that's considered to be a joy to her. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says that's true, but, and this is actually how the Gemara understands it, if she won't get the benefits of the sid, of the lime, until after Chol Hamoed. So he says she can't endure the suffering on Chol Hamoed for the sake of after Chol Hamoed. That's disallowed. However, Rabbi Yehuda would say he would even agree that if she's going to do this lime procedure and it's going to be done and she's going to get the benefits and enjoy it and make herself feel even more beautiful still during Chol Hamoed some days later, so then it would be, yes, permitted, even then. So the words of the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo tasud mipnei shenivul hula. Now the word nivul is hard to translate. It has kind of connotes two separate things. One, misery and undesirable, because it's miserable and undesirable for her to cover herself with this this basic material. It's like an acid, if you will, like an acid peel on her face. You can imagine that women do that today. And also menuval means to be to be ugly. So it uglies her. It's like imagine a woman indeed that gets an acid peel or, I don't know what, plastic surgery and so on. So for a time she's worse off, but after the end result is she hopes it makes her more beautiful than before. So Rabbi Yehuda says she can't do that if it's going to be the suffering on Chol Hamoed, where the benefit only comes to her after Chol Hamoed. But on Chol Hamoed, even he would agree. Now, the diuk of that, of course, would be the Tana Kama holds that a woman could even do her procedure on Chol HaMoed if she won't get the benefits till afterwards, because although it's miserable for her on Chol HaMoed, but she is happy because she is anticipating the long-term benefits, and that would be permitted. So it's a machlokas, according to many Rishonim like that, including the Rambam and the Perish Mishnayis. However, the Rambam in the Yad understands, and Pasnas way, and the Shulchan Aruch does the same, that Rabbi Huda is just explaining the Tana Kama, and he's saying that it would be permitted if she get the benefit on Chol HaMoed, it's forbidden if she doesn't get the benefit until afterwards. So that would be the din. Lohalacha, that procedures that, like for example, I don't know, plastic surgery or something, to the extent that it's permitted anyways, should not be done on Chol HaMoed, which won't get the benefits until afterwards. But other cosmetic procedures, going to the beauty parlor and having her facial, even though it might be unpleasant for a short time, she comes out looking more beautiful than ever, would be permitted on Chol HaMoed, like Ochel Nefesh.